Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
This Sunday, Dave O'Neill, he is back in Geelong performing at Bobby Dre's, and we welcome him right now, Herbie. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hello, K-Rock. Yes, how's it going? Yeah, you know, I love Geelong. My wife's from Geelong, so I'm practically a favourite son.
Well, you're down in Lawn at the moment, so obviously enjoying the surf coast. How has the holidays been for you?
It looks fantastic. You know, you go get an ice cream, you go on the trampoline, you go for a paddle or surf. I don't know what the kids are doing. I just do that by myself. So.
And how have you gone over the break? Have you been one of the lucky ones that's managed to avoid getting COVID?
I haven't got COVID. I isolated because I got exposed to it, but I didn't get it. Yeah. But I was down at Lawn isolating, which was nice. But look, we all know the symptoms. What are they? Itchy throat, blocked nose, and an insatiable urge to go to Bunnings. So if you wake up and you want to get plastic nails and some potting mix, get tested.
And how have you gone with the content for the show? Is it something that you came up with years ago before the pandemic hit, or have you gone off what's happened of late?
I do a fair bit of pandemic talk. You know, I get nostalgia. You know, I talk about homeschooling. I've got three kids. So, you know, my wife's she said, you got to teach them maths. I'm like, you know, maths, I only saw the first series. I could do Love Island with that. You know, great COVID joke.
I laughed.
The thing about COVID, everyone went through lockdown, so we all relate. Yeah. Of course, I've also gone and done gigs in Perth where they've got no idea what you're talking about. So they'll just stare at you and go, oh, right, well, we're not going to talk about COVID.
Yeah. Just say Mark McGowan and you'll be the king.
Yes. Wow. I did a gig with him. It was like a conference, and he was on. Yeah, he was. I had to introduce him, but he was like a rock star over there. They love him over there, Mark McGowan.
Speaking of politicians, I do miss the days of Donald Trump and getting every soundbite from him and some of the things that he comes up with. But the Australian politicians must give you plenty as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was ScoMo. ScoMo. I can't hold a hose. Anthony Albanese. I'm not very good at impressions, but the only impression I can't do Dan Andrews, but wasn't it good to see Dan back doing a press conference? That's his happy place.
<I know.
laughs> He just loves it. But no, there's been a lot of good value. I mean, the good thing about this pandemic, my kids now know all these state premiers' names, you know?
I know.
So it's bizarre, but they wouldn't have known, you know, Mark McGowan 5 years ago. There's no way.
Everyone except South Australia, I feel. I still don't know who that is.
And so then coming out of COVID with these crowds, would you just take any gig? Can any of our listeners call up and say they've got an event and we'd book you?
Yeah, absolutely. I do private parties. Before COVID, a guy asked me to do cricket clubs and stuff, and he said, can you come and do my party on the weekend? And I went, yeah, I'll come and do it. And so I turn up, and then I walk down the driveway, and there's a sign saying, welcome to Amber's 21st. And I'm like, I thought it was this guy was my age. So I walk in, I go, I thought it was your party. He's like, no, it's my daughter's 21st. I said, well, I'm not really the right demographic for your daughter's 21st. Okay. I still went on. It was all right.
A hit with the parents?
Yeah, the
parents. Oh, that's so
good. That's the thing. So the dad was really drunk and his wife there. And I said, then he gets Amber to stand next to me while I'm doing my comedy. It was very odd. Like I was making a speech, but I didn't know her. And then I said, how long have Mum and Dad been together? And she said, they just broke up. It was a great night.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that is
absolutely gold.
God, I'm sure it's going to be pretty good this weekend. Bobby Dre, Sunday. The 6 p.m. session, still tickets available. So, Dave O'Neill, great to have you on board and great to have you back doing comedy.
Yeah.
No worries.
Fresh for the drive home, Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah. Belinda. Blank.
Oh, love it. Doesn't make any sense, but we won't have to get that changed if this is going to keep going. Fill in the blank. We welcome Louis Zacker into the newsroom, Herbie.
Hello.
From the newsroom. Out of the newsroom. Into the studio.
Yeah. Unlock the door and let me out.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Dave O'Neill, I'm excited.
Yes.
Funny guy.
Legend. Nice to see. I think he's around here at the moment.
Yeah, he's down in Lawn, I think, at the moment. Yeah. But he's going to be at Bobby Dre's on Sunday.
Good part of the world.
Funny, funny man.
Very good.
See if you can give us some jokes, Louie.
Well, if you want.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Did you hear they're bringing in a new mind-controlled air freshener?
No.
It makes sense if you think about it.
No. Oh, I'm excited for Dave.
So, fill in the blank, how this works is you've got some headlines, you've taken out a word. Me and Herbie have to work out what it is. Buzz in with your name. Best of five.
First one. Tomorrow, the health department will be a code blank.
Josh Brown.
Yes.
So annoying because we're talking about how unfortunate it sounds. Like, it's a terrible situation, but yeah. It just sounds...
And I think that's... on the health department's code system, like, they have actual things where there's, like, bomb threat is this and that is that.
Yeah.
External threat is code brown.
Yeah.
So that's where this has come from.
Good to know.
Headline two, Novak Djokovic could face missing out on blank Heavy. If he's...
You'll wait for the question to finish.
Oh, my gosh.
Not vaccinated before May.
Josh Roland Garros.
Correct. French Open. They've changed their rules in France.
Don't even fist pump. Don't do that, Josh.
Do zip.
You know the rules.
I know the rules, okay? It's been a while, okay?
Number three, to stay alive, Herbie.
Thank you, Louie.
Josh. The Women's Ashes series will include blank for the first time.
Josh.
Herbie?
Day-night test.
No.
Damn it.
Pink ball.
Isn't that a thing?
That's the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's different words. Way different words.
What was it?
No, DRS.
Oh!
The decision review system. It's quite costly to use, and they've decided that this is the first time that the women will be able to...
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean...
how can... I mean, yeah.
That's righto. Yeah. Well, it's about time.
Yes.
Good news exactly. That they've given it. Mm. Stupid news that they didn't have it.
Ridiculous.
All right. Kept myself alive by not getting that.
Stay alive for a draw.
Okay.
Number four. Blank has taken over from Stephanie Asher as mayor of Geelong.
Oh,
you were telling me about... You said it's his. It's a he.
It is.
Is it he? He said his name the other day. Is it Herbie? Is it a Brett? Is it a Brad? Is it a Brad?
No.
Is it on krock.com today? Because I'm having a quick look now. No idea. Who is it?
Brett is close. Trent.
I'm
Sullivan.
Trent. Good
Trent.
Trent
Sullivan.
Well done.
Good luck to him. We'll have to get him on.
Well,
here we go. Last one.
Last one. A blank flipped on the Prince's Freeway this morning.
Josh. Truck.
No, not a truck.
Car?
No, the car stayed upright.
A tree.
A tree flipped.
Well, because the car hit the tree and then the tree flipped.
No, a caravan.
Oh.
And a giant caravan that took up three lanes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
What is that? That's a house.
Everyone's all right, obviously.
Everyone's okay.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good then.
Car was a bit mangled up from it, but yeah. I'll have to get the video of up on the KROQ website.
Please do.
For sure.
Yeah, crazy.
Annoying to do it, but just from default, but I'll take the win. I'll take the win for sure.
Well done, Josh.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Louie. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on KROQ. Time.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On KROQ 955.
A very exciting news if you are moving or living in Armstrong Creek, because a new library and community hub, Josh,
brilliant,
will be built. This is great. So it's been announced as a $1.5 million in state government funding is going to go to the city of Greater Geelong to help fund the community
That's
hub.
That's good.
Out on Torquay Road.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's up and coming out there.
Oh, it's buzzing, isn't it? It's just growing so quick.
The place to be. But reading this, I thought, how good were libraries? I mean, I don't go to them as much as I did when I was younger at school.
No, I used to go there all the time.
I don't know. I should go more. I really should. But there are
great
some
resources.
Of the best memories. Because you go with your friends when you're younger and you pick out your book when you do your book exchange at primary school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then it develops to then maybe you might be having a class in there because sometimes they're computers. Mm. Then maybe when you're doing your VCE exams, you do your study in there.
Some of them, depending on them, have like great workspaces though. Wasn't it? So you can just like go into like a little booth and just use it for the
Very
day.
Fancy.
Mm.
Very fancy. But because of this great news, I thought, let's celebrate and put you to the test. Let's take you back to the library, Josh, and see how well you know your books. I know you've got little Georgie now, so I thought to stick some more kid books.
Children's books, yep.
And we're going to see if you, from the storyteller, mm-hmm. can pick the book she is reading.
Okay. Here
okay.
we go.
First one.
And their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their...
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
I knew that straight off the bat, though.
Did you?
Yeah, it was started saying rabbit names. I think that was the dead giveaway. Can't remember that line specifically, but I'm just going to...
Go with Peter Rabbit. Correct. You're on the board. All right, second book.
With a cup and a cake on the top of my hat, I can hold up...
It's Cat in the Hat.
It is Cat in the Hat.
Dr. Seuss.
I might have gone too easy here. Yeah. I thought, well, you kept saying, I haven't been reading.
With a cup and a cake on the top of my hat.
What else could it be?
Green eggs and ham?
maybe. Okay. The Lorax.
All right. Third one. A little harder.
But I love you this much, he said. That is a lot, thought little nut brown hair.
You have
now
no
gone
idea.
Too hard.
this is a lovely book.
Okay. Is it a well-known one?
It is a well-known one.
Okay.
And I can see, especially when your second child comes along, that this will be one that will get told a lot because your children will be doing this back to you and they've got their arms out saying, I love you.
Daddy, this much.
Guess how much I love
Guess
you.
Guess how much I love you. Okay, I'm not giving myself a point for that. But,
A great book. Because, you know, I love you this much, and he stretches his arm out.
Oh,
he's like, that's higher than me, Daddy.
Very cute.
So cute.
Shocking book, obviously, but.
Okay, let's see if you can get a third one on the board. This one's similar to the last in category of hardness for you, going off your difficulty.
All right, here we go.
He ate all the buns on the dish, and then he ate all the biscuits and all the cake until there was nothing left to eat on the table.
I feel like, I don't know, it's something to do with, like, an animal?
Yes. What animal?
A hungry bear?
It's not a bear.
Oh, hungry hippo?
It's not a hippo.
Is it hungry?
It's
hungry
not,
caterpillar?
It's not hungry. It's the tiger who came to tea. That's a good book, Josh.
I'm sure it is. It sounds great. But I kept saying hungry. He didn't, like, give me any direction to leave it. So I thought it was on the right path.
Well, looks like you need to go back to the library. Maybe Armstrong
back to
Creek.
School heavy,
and start
Josh.
Reading.
On K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about the UK and their national anthem, God Save the Queen.
Big build-up.
It is a bit of a big build-up, but it's also one that I think inspires a nation.
Like it does.
It's better than ours.
Oh, it's not hard to be better than ours.
Oh, it's just so disappointing, isn't it?
So many other options, and then we have ours.
The reason I want to talk about God Save the Queen is because there's been a call by the Tories, which is one of their political parties, that the BBC, which is a government-funded, ABC for us.
Okay, a station,
That they should be playing it every day. They should, like, every day on the news, they should have to play God Save the Queen, because one of their other channels is about to do it as well, GB News. So they're going to play it every morning before
every
they
morning.
Kick off the show, and with patriotic images of just different locations around Great Britain.
Do you know what? A little more uplifting to have that on your screens, because if ours had Events Australia Fair, no one would be waking up in a good mood.
No one would they?
You'd it's, be... But that's a long time of... air,
yeah, that's right. It's another minute, you know, just every day, just really driving in that patriotism. but there are, like, some great stories behind national anthems.
Well, this is what I like to hear.
Yeah. So, for instance, Mexico, right? They had a national competition about, you know, can someone come up with a great national anthem to inspire people?
Which I like.
So what happened was one girlfriend locked her boyfriend in a room and said, you can't come out until you've got the lyrics to it. That one.
If you know, you know.
Wow.
She locked him in his room. He's only allowed to have...
Is that legal?
Yeah, well...
Like, was he fed?
I'm sure, yeah. But basically, he wrote a poem about it. And
now it's her national anthem.
This is even more unusual. Malaysia, the Sultan of Malaysia, was invited to London. So they went there. Anyway, the people at the palace are talking to one of the aides saying, hey, we're going to play your anthem as he comes in. So can we get, you know, a copy of it, or essentially...
Yep.
they didn't actually have a national anthem, so and they didn't want to be embarrassed. So he just started crooning to a popular melody from Malaysia, just made it up on the spot, and now that's the national anthem.
Really? How good is that? If you know, wow!
Geez, you'd want to back yourself in.
I know, and you would hate to have picked a bad song, you know?
Oh, God,
oh, McDonald had a farm.
the shortest national anthem belongs to Uganda. In fact, it is only 8 bars long, and so just to make it seem a bit longer, they double it.
If you know, you know.
I don't mind that. Because you know at some sporting events or the Olympics and they play the national anthem?
Mm.
Some of them really do go on a little too long.
Yeah, and you absolutely.
Just like, hand the medal over.
Where are we going? Yeah. Is this happening?
Is this gold? Are we...
Costa Rica, there was a guy there, a composer, a famous composer, and they asked him, the president said, would you do the national anthem? He said, you know what, the responsibility is too big at the moment, can't do it. So they threw him into prison.
If you know, you know.
Until he wrote it.
If you know, you know. I don't know if that's what's worse, that or the girlfriend. If you know,
you know. So being in prison or your girlfriend locking you in a room until you came up with some lyrics.
Some prisons these days are pretty good. They've got Foxtel and everything.
Well, if you're the girlfriend, I certainly would rather go to prison, that's for sure. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
All right, Herbie, this is a game where we have to work together.
Teamwork.
It is teamwork. It is dream work. Basically, we've got to get through 10 celebrities in 1 minute. I'll give you clues as to who that person might be. Hopefully, you can just go bang, bang, bang.
Just tell you who it is.
With a minute on the clock, if we get 10, we win.
I know. We have only done that, I think, twice.
Twice, yeah. Twice.
Hopefully, we can kick off the year with a 10. What is the theme today, Josh?
Of Katy Perry, the fact that she's in Las Vegas at the moment doing her residency. We're going to do artists that have been in Las Vegas doing their shows there. There is one here that I think one song that you might know, but he just had to fit on the list because I was struggling for 10.
Think of a description of him.
I've thought about it. I'm just going to give you the song. Like, that's how we're going to do it.
I'm so nervous.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. 1 minute on the clock. We'll start in 3 seconds. Are you ready?
Okay, wait. Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and go. My Heart Will Go On.
Celine Dion.
Rocket Man.
Elton John.
Toxic.
Britney.
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl.
Piano Man.
Oh, what's his name? Skip, I'll come back to him.
Born in the USA.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. Jenny from the Block.
J-Lo.
Loves a Christmas album.
Michael Bublé.
Yes. She bangs.
Ricky Martin.
Yes. Blue suede shoes.
Elvis Presley.
All of me.
John Legend.
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl.
We got heaps of time too.
What? Give me a bit more.
Uptown Girl, Piano Man. Sing me a song, you're the piano man.
Billy Joel.
You're right.
Billy Joel. I just can't believe he's a Billy Joel.
Yeah. Why do you think the winter music playing?
I just didn't get that's Josh.
That's a bit easy, I think, is what it
was. We had time to kill.
We had heaps of time. That's probably too easy, but I wanted to start on a win.
Out of all them, who would you want to see in Las Vegas?
Poor Elvis, but he's obviously not longer here.
Okay. Yeah, it's fair.
But other than that, Elton?
Elton? Okay. None of the girls? Classic Josh?
Oh, jeez. You're saying I'm sexist?
I don't know.
Oh, geez,
Billy Joel next, is that?
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Before I get into it, Josh, I want you to know and everyone to know that I think you're great.
Thank you.
I think you're perfect. There's nothing I would change. I tell you that. I even say you're a handsome fella.
Thank you.
Yeah, you say that to yourself a lot as well. You go, I'm not too bad.
Yeah.
But there is one thing, and everyone has their own little insecurities.
Yeah, that's right.
You have one, and it's to do with the hair on your head. You're worried about losing it and going bald.
Bald, yeah.
Bald.
For those who don't know, Herbie gets confused between bold and bald. I don't know how you can, but apparently it's a thing.
It's confusing. It is. But because I'm your friend, I thought, look, I think you're fine, but I understand it's something that you're trying to work on.
Work on it. It's like a gym routine.
Well, who knows what you're doing behind closed doors.
That's right.
But you talk about enough that I think something is going there. And there's some new research that's come out, and there's an item that you can get in your supermarkets that can actually help reduce hair loss. And what it is wasabi.
Wasabi? Like the hot thing you put on your sushi?
That's it, the green paste. Mm-hmm. So a study has been published by wasabi producers, and it's revealed that the spicy sauce contains high levels of a chemical that is known to awaken the papilla cells responsible for hair growth on the human scalp. So, I mean, take it with a pinch of salt. I don't know.
It seems like that episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza's got that cream on his head or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden he's got a date that night. He's trying to scrub it off.
Now, you may not be a fan of wasabi, and that's fine, but that's why I'm here.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I thought, look, let's look into what used to work back in the day for people.
All right.
Because these days it's really just hair treatments. You can go to, what is it?
Well, geez, there's all those things that pop up on, like, there's a lot of money going into it for advertising anyway.
But back in the day, they were more creative.
All right.
So 1936 in America, a corporation introduced Cervac, which was a suction machine that was supposed to use vacuum to stimulate the hair growth. How good's that?
Oh, it's just ripping them out of the skull.
That's it. if we're going over to Egypt, so this is going back a long time, 3,500 years ago. So the doctor back in that day suggested that if you got fat from a hippopotamus, tomcat, snake, an ibex and a crocodile, apply that to the scalp and leave it for 4 days, boom, hair's back.
I mean, could that be disproved? Because it seems like an impossible task to get all those.
It would be hard.
I mean, he might not be wrong. But I just don't know how I'm going to get my hands on all those things in one go.
This one, a little different. We're going to Greece. So a Greek physician said if you got opium, horseradish, pigeon droppings, beetroot and spices, your hair's back.
What a concoction.
I know. And then Julius Caesar. Let's have a look at him. His hair became thin, so his mistress, Cleopatra, she recommended that he apply a concoction of ground mice, horse teeth, and bear grease. It didn't work, though, so he went with the laurel wreath instead.
There you go. Is that what he did actually to cover it?
Well, I'm reading the facts. I don't know the truth, but I'm just going with it.
Yeah, right. There
so you. Either you're going to go with... I mean, animal droppings, or we're getting you a wreath.
Okay, let's do that. I reckon I can pull it off. Maybe Josh, driving you home on K-Rock 95.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 95.5.
Coast?
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Kicking off with this one, driving a Tesla.
Yeah, nah. Nah, yeah.
I'd love to.
They look kind of cool, don't they, too?
If someone's paying for it, please.
Would you use the autopilot function?
It's a very trustworthy thing. I don't think I could just yet.
Yeah. Wait till it becomes legal here in Australia too. But that's trick question. No. Anyway, so over in the States, a picture has gone viral because a guy was parked behind a Tesla in traffic. And they've got a big display screen in the front of a Tesla.
Because it's all technology. That's right. Yeah.
And that guy was watching some adult entertainment on his way to work.
Obviously in autopilot.
But not the time to be doing it in traffic, would you? I wouldn't have thought.
Wowee. That is...
it's questionable. There's no doubt about it. Next one. Wearing a fashionable mask.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I just think at the start of the pandemic, everyone thought, oh, look at these groovy masks. Mm. I just like your disposable one, your stock standard.
Kill the environment. Let's go.
They just are so much easier. And they also protect you because health professionals have come out and said, don't wear just the material ones. They're not actually helping you.
Good point.
Yeah, to save
good
you from.
Good save.
You're welcome, Josh.
But good choice as well if you're trying to attract the opposite sex. Among a group of men, they asked them about 40 different masks. And the most popular that made women more attractive was the blue medical mask.
Hello. I think a bit of fetishes are coming out there.
Potentially. Well, I guess it's like the when you see someone wearing sunglasses and you think, oh, well, they're good looking. And then you see less of their face. So you're thinking.
And then they take it off. So you're worried about their teeth.
And you're like, oh, wow. Oh, not.
Such a male.
Last one. Motivational quotes.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
I have to say nah, yeah, because I got given a book for Christmas and it has a quote at A.
Yeah.
And I've been reading them and they are good, but I don't remember them. So I don't know what's worked.
Yeah, I think you're bigger into them than that. The big live, love, laugh that you've got above your desktop here at work.
Shut up.
Debbie and Josh. Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There are many businesses that have done it so tough over the last couple of years through the pandemic. But there is actually some businesses who've profited from the pandemic.
Thrived, in fact.
And so you look at companies that do all the PPE, so your face masks and everything.
Hand sanitizers. I know. Just didn't that grow?
One face mask company is from Shepparton, in around near Lemnos. And they said, you know, when you normally just got caught upon here, next thing, they were making tons for the country. And then, yes, the hand sanitizers, gin places.
Yeah, they were all converting, weren't
booming,
they?
Which is great. And you've got to think of your delivery, food delivery services.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
They've been pretty lucky, you could say.
Glad that some people have made some money.
But there is one thing that has done well out of this pandemic. And when I read this, I thought, you're kidding me. Like, is this a glitch? Am I reading this right? So sales of cognac, so the brandy, have skyrocketed. They've rose by almost 31% in 1 year.
Right.
So they have brought home $4.1 billion.
Jeez.
Which,
that's insane.
I know. And reading this, I thought, okay, what's going on here? What's going on here? This is because, surely it has to be. It's the only explanation, because people haven't all of a sudden got a taste for brandy over everything else.
Yeah, that's right.
Surely they've been locked down for so long and that they've run out of everything in their house and they've gone, boy, oh boy, that's it. It's time. It's hard times. It's tough times. It's come to this. We're going to the brandy.
So because the fact that there's nothing else out there at the moment, shortages everywhere, they've just ended up with cognac.
Literally. Because for me, it's not what you're going for.
Well, I guess it's a bit of an older thing, brandy.
The only thing I've really ever used is if you've made a choc ripple cake and you dip the biscuit in it.
Yeah, or like a cake. Yeah, any sort of cake.
Bit of flavour.
Pudding.
But I mean, Christmas was great, but I don't think everyone was hitting the shelves hard to make their cakes.
No, that'd just be standard, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So how many people have hit it? And thinking about it, if it was you in this situation, you look in your cupboard, what desperate times, how do you know you've reached?
I don't want to talk about it.
Because obviously you're having a couple of brewskis first.
Mine would have been food. You know, if I was getting desperate, like say I wanted dessert. And I remember one time I just saw a thing of cream in the fridge and then the tin of Milo and I just made like a mousse.
A soup.
Well, it was just a mousse. I whipped the cream up and I was like, Milo and cream, you know, delightful, felt ill.
That is desperate times.
Oh, well, I'm glad we're judging each other. No. Hey, Josh, open up about the desperate times in your household. Oh, that's sick.
I'm gonna chuck my mum in the ring here because she's been in desperate times and with alcohol before. And this is
drink responsibly.
This is pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. I remember it was a Christmas, and it's worse in my eyes than cognac. It has to be. So Christmas, mum had some wine, some bubbles, and thought, you know, we're out. Most people go, okay, let's call it quits. Mm-hmm. Not Trish the Dish. No. She pulled out and put into the slushy machine that was making, you know, your frozen margaritas.
Yeah, great.
Because we'd run out. It was just non-alcoholic, which is fine.
Yeah, delightful.
We're all enjoying it. Not for Trish. She pulled out the dessert wine.
Oh.
And put in two different flavours of it, mixed it, and then sat back and said, kids, have this. It's delightful.
No, thank you.
No, Mum. That's a way to ruin Christmas.
No, that's right. That is just, what are you doing, Trish?
Where's the brandy when you need some?
Oh, God, Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.